Tom Verlaine is our guest today. It's hard to separate the guitarist and songwriter from his leadership of Television, the influential band from New York City in the late 70s. He has, though, made a number of solo works since then, the latest being a pair of albums released together called Around, which is an all-instrumental album, and Songs and Other Things. He also played improvised instrumental music backing silent films on a tour recently. He and his band join us today. Because Verlaine sometimes tours with the Patti Smith Group and with the original Television, I ask him about the All Instrumentals tour he's on now and what the audience expectations are.
Yeah, the audience for instrumental music is tiny. I mean, in the 90s, I did a series of concerts, a film foundation that owns the rights to about 1,200 silent films from Europe called me up to, like, kind of put together this project. So me and the guitarist I've been working with for like 25 years, a guy named Jimmy Rip, did this thing in about 8 to 10 art museum screening rooms. And it was hard to even fill those. I mean, most of the time they were full, but that would be a couple hundred people. That was a lot of fun to do.
Mm. Now, when I read about how you did the silent film project, would you improvise to the films every night, or was there a set soundtrack?
There was moves, you might say. It was all geared to the image, but within those moves or within those chosen keys or chord changes, there was quite a bit of improvising.
Mm. Tom Verlaine is our guest, and let's take advantage of the fact that you've got folks here, and let's hear some of these things live. What do you want to start off with?
Well, we can start off with the thing, I think we're calling it Rain or Raining, which is a sort of version of something on the Around record.
Tom Verlaine playing live today, and give names to the sounds. Who's playing with you today?
Well, this is Fred Smith from Television on bass and Lou Appel on drums, both of whom are on tour with me, and both of whom strangely feature on the vocal record, but not the instrumental record.
Hmm. But they're here today.
They're here today.
Sounds good. You know, it's funny. You and I are of similar ages. You were born in 49. I was born in 50. But my whole musical background kind of came from this whole folky end of things. And you actually grew up rather near to me. You grew up in Wilmington, Delaware?
I grew up in Delaware, yeah. And I used to listen to the jazz station from Philadelphia at night when I was falling asleep.
Now, there's the difference.
Station still exists. Yeah.
It does not. It was WHAT, I'll bet, right?
Hat. That's right. Because I always remember it was somehow What or Hat or something. And I think the late night guy was Joel Dorn, who became a producer for Atlantic for years. Did a lot of jazz things for Atlantic in the late 60s and 70s.
And that was an influence on where you went musically?
I don't know if it was an influence. It sure had an impact because before that I was listening to classical music, and when I discovered this jazz station, it was like a whole new world. What is this? And you know, the first question is do people write that down and play it? Because having come from piano lessons and then just playing around on the piano and not writing it down, I thought, oh, that's the perfect music. You don't sit and write it down, you just play it. So that was a real eye-opener.
So when did you switch to guitar? Was that then or later?
No, that was, by then I was starting to take up sax. I think I switched to guitar in 66 when I started. I didn't like pop music much, but then with some of the kind of wilder guitar things I started to hear on the radio, I started to like guitar. I think the Yardbirds with the fuzz tone thing and the Psychotic Reaction by the Count Five and some, actually, and my girlfriend started playing me Bob Dylan records. I thought, this is real interesting, and if you play guitar, you know, you could sing along with it and stuff. So I started doing that.
Well, there's an element of, I'm thinking of people, I guess I'm thinking of John Coltrane or maybe even some of the more dissonant stuff like Albert Ayler, more modal things in your compositions. You were attracted to the saxophone players?
Yeah, and I still listen to a lot of saxophone music when I'm hanging around the house. I'll tend to put on sax music. It's just the sound I like. I mean, there are lots of other things, but that tends to be one of the main things.
And you can hear that in some of the lines you come up with, I think, for your guitar playing. It's there's a way they stretch over the. I don't know.
That might be. Yeah.
Who knows?
You'd know more than me.
Doubtful. You talked about maybe doing some improvisation, or you want to do another piece?
Here's a little impro piece we got going just today, and we're calling this Lou's New Edsel. The Edsel for the younger listeners was a really elegant car that I think completely bombed, and was I think the first kind of attempt at making some really modern looking car in the late 50s, and nobody bought it, and thus they vanished right away.
A one, a two, a one, two. Thank you.
Tom Verlaine is playing live for us today, and that is Lou's new Edsel, or at least it's been christened such. That's the thing about doing an instrumental album. You kind of can do what you want, can't you?
Well, you can do it. You can do what you want with vocals too, but there's something, I don't know, just about playing that lends itself to less work for one, and somehow maybe a more devil may care attitude or something.
Right.
But also just grabbing a hold of any given mood, be it a bad mood or a nice mood, and just working on it for a bit, you know.
Now I noted that you're playing a television gig in Canada, and it's somehow billed as your first one for a long time.
Yeah, I think it's the first one in Canada in like 15 years, but television actually plays, I think we've played probably 10 to 20 gigs every year since around 96. Like a guy from Greece will call up because we never played Greece. You know, we'll go to Greece and play, and then we'll play on Portugal on the way back, or we'll go to countries that we like to, you know, because we've never been there, that we have wanted to see, and new audiences and stuff. And there's also festivals that call up to do things, so we're sort of around and doing things and working on some new songs.
That's what, sort of the question I was going to have, because you've got this whole solo career, but you're always introduced as Tom Verlaine from television because of the impact of the band and those records. Do you continue to see that as a still evolving thing, as well as your solo work, or
yeah? Well, it's a very unlikely continuing band, television, in terms of, like, I think it's definitely the only one left from that late 70s New York period with the original lineup, from its recordings, you know, and there's no pressure to do anything, so we just sort of do stuff when we feel like we want to. Likewise with the writing, if I get a song I think's good for that band, I'll think, okay, you know, maybe we should rehearse this week and work on some things. So it's not disciplined at all, really, but it never becomes a kind of burden to anybody. It's just sort of a thing we do now and then, and hopefully we'll record some songs in the next 10 months and maybe put a record out somewhere.
Does everybody still live in the city?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty unbelievable, too.
Well, actually, the bass player is more upstate than in the city, but he has a place in the city.
So. Mm. Well, now, we talked about the fact that, of course, there is Around, the instrumental album, there's songs and other things, and you talked about finishing up with something from Songs and Other Things. This is actually an instrumental version of a song.
Yeah, this is a thing called Nice Actress. Thank you.
nice actress from Songs and Other Things, one of a couple of albums that our guest Tom Berlin has out. Around is the all-instrumental one, and they're both out on Thrill Jockey. And Tom, thank you so much for playing live, for coming down.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Real treat. Tom Berlin, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. Thank you.